Divisions have deepened in some parts of Ukraine, and in today's show, we're starting with the unrest that's causing it. This is CNN Student News. We've told you how Ukraine is a nation divided. Some people there want to be more closely associated with Europe, to Ukraine's west. Others want closer ties with Russia, to Ukraine's east. Protests by the pro-Europe side earlier this year led to the removal of Ukraine's former president. But in several cities, there are now protests by the pro-Russia side. And yesterday, some demonstrators took over Ukrainian government buildings, raised Russian flags, and said they wanted a new government. Ukraine's current leaders blame Russia for this. They say Russia is stirring up these protests so it can annex more areas of Ukraine, like it did in the pro-Russian region of Crimea last month. Russia says Ukraine's government is acting irresponsibly, that it should listen to its people and quit blaming Russia for its problems. A royal visit to the Southern Hemisphere. Britain's Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, more commonly known as William and Kate, arrived in New Zealand yesterday. Along with their baby boy, Prince George, they'll be spending 3 weeks in New Zealand and Australia. Because Princes William and George are second and third in line to the British throne, they needed to get special permission from the Queen to travel on the same plane. And the excitement about their trip extends from their home in Britain to the nations it once ruled. New Zealand and Australia are now independent countries, but they're part of the Commonwealth, linked to Britain by history, modern-day cooperation, and the symbolic monarchy of which William, Kate, and George are a part. A new island has popped up in the Pacific south of Japan, and it's made friends with an older one to form an even bigger chunk of land. Here's the new guy busting through the ocean's surface last year. It's a volcano that appeared in November, and it was basically a stone's throw away from its neighbor, another volcano that last erupted 40 years ago. Over the past few months, the new one spewed plenty of steam and ash and grew. It had reached out and touched the older one by late December, and today the combined island is now more than 6/10 of a mile across. It's pretty hot stuff, so you don't want to move there. But the bigger it gets, the longer it'll take to erode in the Pacific. So as long as it's growing on the Pacific Ring of Fire, it's growing more likely to stay around. Time to take roll, and today we're calling out the Mount Rushmore State, the Hawkeye State, and the Tar Heel State. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, we've got the Wolverines watching. Hello to everyone at Whittier Middle School. In Lisbon, Iowa, it's the Lions who are stalking CNN Student News. Great to be online at Lisbon High School. And in Fafftown, North Carolina, check out the Raiders. Good to see our friends at Reagan High School. April is Autism Awareness Month in the U.S. The event aims to get people talking about the disorders to help the public better understand them. Autism rates continue to climb in America. It's believed to affect 1 in 68 children today. It was 1 in 88 children 2 years ago. Experts aren't sure why rates are increasing, and they don't know what causes autism. But children who have the disorders are generally affected in three certain areas: their use of language, their behavior, or how they interact with other people. The extent of the disorders varies dramatically. One child with autism may be severely affected, another's symptoms may be more mild, and some children seem to outgrow some symptoms as they get older, so each person with autism is unique. By the amount of food we throw away in the U.S., some estimates put that at 40%. You wouldn't think millions of Americans are going hungry. They are. And one reason food's wasted is because many supermarkets won't take imperfect-looking produce because many shoppers won't buy it. Sarah Ramirez rescues some of that food, gives it to people in need, and earns the title of CNN hero.